This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
I never was a captain of the football team, but you ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, it's a good day.
Good day to be. On to another hour of conversation. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. There's a very interesting story floating around, and incidentally, has nothing to do with Ferguson, that we're going to sort of share with you, in a manner of speaking, some good things for the holiday as we develop our thought pattern for rest of the day and rest of the weekend. Some good news for all of you who are traveling today, tomorrow, next month, for the holiday season. More people have decided they're going to be in their cars or going to be mobile. You will enjoy that the price of gasoline and other petroleum products continues to tumble. The session with the OPEC leaders trying to keep Saudi Arabia from flooding the market with oil. Saudi Arabia says, sorry, we're going to do what we want to do. So the Wall Street Journal today is carrying a report that OPEC members are edging toward a compromise, though, that aims at adhering to previously agreed production limits. The Saudis, as you may know, have increased the amount of oil because the dollars coming in have gone down, because the value of oil has gone down, because the United States is producing more of its own oil for its own usage, and we're not buying as much from the Saudis. So they feel like they have to increase their oil production so they'll sell more. I mean, isn't it like a saturation thing? You can only use so much. So if you keep producing more, somebody's going to stick it in a hole in the ground and just leave it there. So anyway, but I thought the good news was that the price of oil.
We do that.
We do. We stick the oil in the ground.
We stick it in caves.
Yeah.
In reserves.
Do. Yeah, right. That's what I said. Stick it in the ground.
Right.
Stick it in your ear, Richie.
I have no idea how much oil are in those.
In the ground?
In the reserves.
Lots.
I would imagine tons.
In case we go to war against the Russians, because the Russians are upset. As a matter of fact, the latest upset in Russia apparently is related to what happened in Ferguson. There are all kinds of stories today. This is the aside story for those of you who are thinking, oh, look at all this horrible stuff happening in America. And those of us who are Americans are looking at it and we're bruised, we're battled, we're worn. We're concerned that our country isn't taking advantage of every opportunity to make things better for people. And then the Russians and the Chinese have decided they will editorialize on what's going on in Ferguson like they got any room. The Chinese are going to lecture us after Tiananmen Square? I don't think so. Russians are going to lecture us on what goes on in our country and how we can't seem to get it together? The Russians?
We were sitting around yesterday watching the coverage here at the network, and we started talking about, I wonder what the rest of the world thinks when they see these pictures. Because you know it gets blown out of mind. My wife's relatives from South America, they always call when there's a tornado or an earthquake, and they're like,
hey,
are you
what's
okay?
What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah. Because just the fantastic images that get shown around the world.
Yeah.
So you think it's getting blown out of proportion here?
Yeah.
What do you think they're thinking
way,
over in China?
Right. Way gone beyond. The Brown family has slammed the prosecutors handling the case. So I saw that headline. I thought I'd dig around a little bit to see who this prosecutor was. Anybody commenting on the prosecutor, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
I haven't seen anything.
No comments. Okay. Because most people probably haven't looked into what this prosecutor is all about. And so there have been calls now after the fact that, or people suggesting that the judge in this case had the power to appoint a special prosecutor because the regular prosecutor was tainted. It seems that the prosecutor, the county prosecutor, is biased. His father was killed by a black person. His brother, uncle, and cousins all work for the St. Louis Police Department. They, on the same step, took unusual steps of criticizing the governor's decision to put the highway patrol under the command of a black officer in charge of crowd control. The prosecutor was involved with a support group for the families of slain officers called Backstoppers. His involvement in the decision to release a video of the victim allegedly engaged in a robbery, this prosecutor was responsible for that decision. Also for a bunch of leaks, apparently. And so this prosecutor wasn't exactly a guy that was even-handed. And so that's really, that kind of coupled with what Kenny said before about why all this information wasn't released early on from the police department, so that maybe a lot of the huffing and puffing that's gone on wouldn't have gone on if there were at least a few more facts on the table, or at least statements that were on the table. So in Missouri, anyway, judges have the power to appoint a special prosecutor. This prosecutor has been criticized since the beginning. I didn't know anything about him until I looked this stuff up. But he's no charmer, apparently. So you know, all of these things get back around to how prejudiced a lot of people are. And maybe he has, after I went through this, people will say, well, his father was killed by a black person. Huh? So that means that's more. Okay, he's not alike. Say again?
His father was a cop.
Yeah.
Responding right to a call.
Yeah. At the end of the day, don't we all wish we can grow from this and learn from it? Please, can't we learn from this? Please.
People.
Megan Smith-Harris is the president of a company that does documentaries and television films and that sort of thing. She has produced a film called Boy Blue. And we're going to talk with her about why this is an important film for all of us to know about in just a moment here on Good Day.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Spending's down and worries up for military families, but now there's help. I'm Risa Jill Miller. A recent survey from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling and Pioneer Services shows that 3 out of 4 service members have financial worries, which could impact holiday spending. Retired Chief Master Sergeant Alan Usry of Pioneer Services, a division of Mid-Country Bank, says now there's free online financial help.
As the holiday season gets started, there's a free online tool to help with holiday budgeting. HolidaySpendingPlanner.org. The free site helps users establish a budget, manage gift lists, and track spending throughout the season.
Chief Usry, who teaches and promotes financial literacy, adds,
know your limit before you start to shop, wait for a sale, use cash, and ask for a military discount.
And HolidaySpendingPlanner.org has more benefits, including a credit card cost calculator and top shopping sites. So log on to HolidaySpendingPlanner.org before you start shopping to help you budget better and worry less.
As we near the holiday season, many of us are tempted to indulge, but those extra calories from added sugar, some of our favorite sweets and savories, can quickly add up. A recent study from Texas Tech University showed participants gained more than 1.5 pounds during the holiday season. Fortunately, there are lighter options that we can swap for those higher calorie foods to help prevent holiday weight. Health expert and shape editor-at-large Bahar Taktashian has more.
Weight gain is something people in our country struggle with daily. Swapping full sugar Splenda sweetener products is a step in the right direction towards reducing caloric intake and living a healthier lifestyle. To provide motivation, Splenda brand has launched the 365 Sweet Swaps Initiative, providing daily tips and recipes that can help you reduce calories from added sugar all year long. Whether you're cooking or baking, Splenda sweetener products can be used almost anywhere you would use sugar.
Get inspired or share your own fresh and unexpected ways to reduce calories from added sugar using Splenda sweetener products by visiting Splenda brand Sweet Swaps site at 365sweetswaps.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
16 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Warm stories are important for us to hear. Megan Smith-Harris is president and co-owner of Pie Wacket Productions. She has an interesting career.
I love the name of that
company. Don't you like that?
That's awesome.
All right, so Megan, how did that come about, the name?
The name, well, Pie Wacket is actually a black cat in a famous movie called Belle, Book, and Candle that starred Jimmy Stewart, and Kim Novak. I was going to say Jimmy Novak, long person. I had a cat named Pie Wacket. So that's the short version.
That's great. Love
it. All right, and so what have you done? Tell us a little about your career. You have a lot of, you have width and breadth in terms of television and film, that sort of stuff. But what,
right.
What, where did you start?
Well, my background actually was in comedy. I was a comedy writer and performer up in Canada. And then I moved into filmmaking. I went back to film school in my early 30s and decided I wanted to make a difference. And I have been committed to making documentaries that challenge preconceived notions about things we think we know about. You know, we just don't really think about them. You know, we kind of go, oh, well, burn survivors. Ooh, don't want to think about that poor person. And I made a film about burn survivors.
Trial by Fire?
Yes, Trial by Fire, Lives Reforged. It's actually playing on PBS around the country right now, so people can check their local listings. But it really was to engender empathy, understanding, and respect for burn survivors so people could understand what they went through. And now I'm tackling autism.
All right, so let's talk about this story, the bond between this boy and his dog. Why is this special, this story that you tell?
Well, the dog's name is Blue, and he is a specially trained autism assistance dog from Connecticut. Liam lives in Nashville, and the film, simply put, is really about how a dog makes a difference in the life of this particular child. But on a larger level, it's how service dogs, assistance dogs, can make a difference in the lives of families who have children with autism. And in an even larger way, dogs can make a difference in our own lives.
They sure can. One of the most important things in my life is my English bulldog, who's now 14 years old and blind and deaf, but she is still a force of nature for herself.
So you can see yourself as a service human.
Well, I think you have
to tell you, I look at videos of bulldogs all the time. I find them poignant.
So how do they train a dog to help a kid with autism?
Let me underscore. Liam Peterson is the boy, and he has autism, and he's been paired with his dog, Blue, and that really is the story that you tell.
Yes, and Liam Peterson, incidentally, for your listeners, is a little piece of trivia, is also the son of Tom Peterson of Cheap Trick fame. So he's the bass player for Cheap Trick.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So there's a little bit of rock and roll thrown in there as well, and they are using music as their message, but that's a different story. How can dogs help? Well, in this case, they are trained specifically to help each child's individual needs. Every child with autism is different. There's a saying, if you've met one child with autism, you've met one child with autism. And so they may not do a whole variety of tricks that, you know, we see in those videos, doing laundry and opening doors and things like that. They are really trained to help the specific child. In Liam's case, he is what they call a little Houdini. He can escape. He learns how to get out of the house. And so they've been training Blue to find Liam so he can actually track him if Liam gets outside. Liam also has seizure disorders, and they're hoping by pairing the dog with the child when the dog is quite young that he will be so in tune with Liam's moods that he will alert the family. Also, service dogs who are trained like this can really quell a child's anxiety. So when they're in a toxic situation that's normal for the rest of us but kind of toxic for them, for instance a shopping mall or a grocery store, and they can't take it, they will have a meltdown. And we've all seen that, right? And we've seen it with our own kids.
Rob, this needs some attention. Boy Blue, the story, check it out at boybluefilm.org. Megan Smith-Harris here.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a three-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. All right, Martin Short joins Richie and me here on the Good Day program. Martin Short is a comedic legend. He's written a book called I Must Say, My Life as a Humble Comedian. I was going to say comedian, comedy legend. At what point in your life did you think you were funny?
No, I grew up in a funny family. So I was the youngest of five kids, and I think that funny was the operative idea in that family. My father was funny. My mother was funny. You know, my brother Michael, who's 5 years old, has won three Emmy Awards for writing SCTV and shows. So I think it was like trickle-down funny. I think it was just a kind of normal thing for me.
So
normal state of being.
Does that mean that sometimes you had to work at being funny, or was it always just very easy? It just came easily to you being funny?
I think it was second nature. I know that at one point when I was a young actor, I've been doing it for about a year, in Second City, the famous Second City from Chicago, was now forming a sister company in Toronto, and all my friends, you know, Gilda Radner, Eugene Levy, people like that, Danny Aykroyd, were all going to audition for it excitedly. And I thought, nah, I don't want to. And I realized in retrospect, and I didn't then, and I realized I was just A, afraid, and B, I didn't like the idea of now being funny on demand, because I'd always been the funny guy, so it seemed like too much pressure.
I think of my favorite movies that you've been in, Father of the Bride, I love Kara Hahn. Can you say Hahn? How do you say that, Hans, the character you played?
No, he's the better assistant of our good man.
See, that kills me. That stuff is what really you think is. I can see you on Johnny Carson doing the same thing, and he'd roll over. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Johnny Carson was the greatest. Boy, did he laugh when he was amused. He would just push his chair back and rub under his eye, and he was phenomenal.
And Ed would be on the other side of you, and he'd laugh as well with a ho. Have you ever wanted to do, like you've done episodic television, and you've done all this acting? Jimmy Fallon admits to not being a great actor. He thinks he's a pretty good talk show host. How would you like to be in that venue? And you and he
were
friends.
Well, I think it's a daunting thing, you know. I mean, Jimmy Fallon, what he's doing every night, I mean, he's not just doing a talk show. He's doing a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
He's learning songs. He's learning dances. It's quite astounding what he's doing.
It's brilliant.
Well, I did do it, you know, not successfully. I had a daytime talk show that was syndicated 99-2000 at King World.
Yeah,
but I was doing the same thing that Jimmy was doing. I was in latex. I was doing. That's where Jiminy Glick was created. But it was pretty weird for the room.
Well, it was too early in the day for that.
I was up against Judge Judy.
Yeah, right. You can't do the nighttime stuff. That would have been. Why don't you go instead of Arsenio and do something there? I know these. You're friends with these guys, so you don't want to compete with them. But I think you'd be great at late night. I think. Well,
he saw what the Joan Rivers train did against Johnny, going up against Johnny. So.
Yeah, well, maybe.
So
if Martin Short has his druthers as his career pursues the track that it's on, where does Martin Short go? Where does he want to be in 10 years from now?
I like the variety of my career. You know, I mean, this year, I'm talking to you about a book. A film comes out December 12th, Inherent Vice, and then I go on and do a run on Broadway, and it's only a play for 3 months. I find that a very interesting way of being an actor, where you're not just doing one thing, you're doing a variety of things. And as long as it's, at a certain point in your career, I've been doing this a long time, you're not so preoccupied with how do I pay the rent as much as it's even greater pressure. How do I stay interested in?
Right.
And I think the variety of things in the course of a year keep me interested.
Makes a lot of sense. I must say, my life as a humble comedy legend is around right now in all the bookstores. And it's if you're a Martin Short fan, it's a must. And if you have people in your circle that are good friends and fans of Martin Short, why not try this as a Christmas stocking stuffer? I must say, my life as a humble comedy legend. Martin Short, nice to get to know you. Thank you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Song.
Oh, you really rich. Yeah. This is Jewel, isn't it?
No, it's no. not. It's somebody named Lena.
Oh, all right. 888-302-3684. Put you in touch with us here on the Good Day program. May we wish you a happy and healthy and fruitful for the weekend and maybe for the rest of the year. And maybe you'll just start off the new year feeling better about yourself, your surroundings, maybe things that have happened this past year, maybe affected you directly or indirectly, but you remember the good things and discount the bad things. Let's hope for that. Our thought for the day today, until you make peace with who you are, you'll never be content with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I'll repeat it. Until you make peace with who you are, you'll never be content with what you have. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. You know how popular the car talk show was with Click and Clack, the
sure.
Abbott brothers?
Yeah.
One mm-hmm. of the brothers died. I thought we ought to steal that idea, Richie, and begin a new service to the people listening to this program and others who are missing car talk.
Sure, what are you thinking?
Car talk. Honda Motor Company in the news this week.
Yeah.
Failing to notify regulators of thousands of claims of injuries and deaths related to accidents in its vehicles. Honda was at one point the number one car maker, has been back and forth, number two, number three position with Toyota and General Motors. The automaker has acknowledged this week in a statement that its count of underreported claims came from a third-party audit. Oh, it's their
yeah.
fault!
Yeah.
Honda.
Plausible deniability always works.
Cited various. Well, the Japanese do this. The Japanese, that's what the Japanese do. That's how they run their business.
We take great honor in covering up deaths due to the result of our product.
Well, they don't take credit for, they don't do that.
1,729 injuries or deaths.
Yeah. In accidents.
Ah!
In their cars. Various errors related to data entry are the problem. It used an overly narrow interpretation of its legal reporting requirements. So they'll get fined big time.
So between the years of 2003 and 2014, they reported that there were 900 injuries or deaths.
Half as many.
When it was actually 1,729.
Yeah. And they get sued. Well, if they didn't get sued before, you can be sure they're going to get sued now. Anybody who's got a Honda. So what is this? When this information comes forth about the quality of the safety of cars, I'm right now trying to figure out what I want to do.
This will do nothing because it has no specific imagery attached to it.
No.
Everybody can picture an airbag exploding in their face and it snapping their neck off. Okay,
the most recent
one of these things.
Yeah.
Everybody can picture their floor mat getting stuck around the gas pedal and then driving off a cliff or on ramp. Okay, that will scare people to death.
Thelma, that's a scene from the last moments of Thelma and Louise.
Right.
Just put yourself into a more modern car,
and they should have been driving a Toyota.
Yeah, right.
So what you got here is just numbers,
mm-hmm.
and it won't do anything.
One of the things that I love about Richie is his knowledge about car business. He was in the car business for, I don't know what that says for the radio business, because he came from the car business right to the radio business.
I just tell people the only thing that changed was the product. The people are the same.
Color of pants?
The way people dress, the way people act, the way radio people and car people and lawyers are all the same.
Car Talk Part 2. U.S. electric car maker Tesla Motors is talking to BMW about a collaboration for batteries and components. Elon Musk, who's the man that came up with the Tesla, most successful internal combustion engine.
Right.
Most successful car ever without an internal combustion engine. It is sleek. It is smart.
It's cool.
It is stylish. As I was starting to say, I'm trying to figure out what to do because I can't keep driving this old Mercedes around, and I'm trying to find something else
I'd like to drive. BMW and Tesla are in little chit chats to see whether they should partner up on some cars.
Yeah, right. So is that something? I'm not going to.
That's interesting.
But it is interesting because they both can serve each other well. It would seem to me. BMW has a quality product. I think in that league, Audi, BMW, Mercedes, to an extent, have the same sort of quality product, don't you? The upper end, even the Audi is a lot. Say it again, Doug. The Audi is a lot less expensive for their top of the line car than is the BMW. They price themselves. And Mercedes is crazy. You know that?
You know, there's one model of VWs.
Why? What's wrong with that?
The price of VWs is sky.
Is it really?
You might as well buy the Audi.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, it's the same thing, basically.
They're nuts. Yeah, they are. It's like an Oldsmobile and a Cadillac.
Right. Come out of the same plants. Just less. By the way, that reminds me, final item of interest here, the Buick. I'm very impressed with how they look, what I hear about how they run. I think they've become the best thing that General Motors has going for it. The Chevrolet is a good. When I rent cars, which is always when I'm in Los Angeles, pretty much, or when I travel around, I always like to. I like the Chrysler 200 and 300, and I try to rent them. If I don't, I usually just take a Chevy Impala, and they're just a very good, solid intermediate car. They have done a good job with Chevys. And I think that the Buick, though, stands, and my point here is, it sort of stands out.
It's a good-looking car.
From the rest of what General Motors has.
And but Jennifer would tell us that we're old guys.
Well.
And that the Buick is still an old guy car.
Really?
But I'm
what was
hot.
The ad? Was it the ad? It was not your father's Oldsmobile, though. That was
your father's
not
your father's Oldsmobile. That's right.
Well, that didn't work because Oldsmobile's not around anymore. But the Buick is, Buick was basically an old man's car. You're right. I had a Buick Electra. I had two Buicks when I was a kid.
Deuce and a quarter? 225?
I had a 225
when
I was 25 years old. And I had the Grand Prix first. Then I bought a Buick Wildcat.
Yep.
And then I bought a Buick Electra 225.
Big old boat.
Oh, my God. Big tank.
Had a bunch of them.
Yeah. I mean, as a single guy, what kind of was going through my mind?
The convertibles.
Yeah.
The best.
Ah. Well, those old Oldsmobile. What'd you have, Kenny?
I had a hand-me-down Buick Sport Wagon when I was in high school.
Really? Sport Wagon.
Yeah.
Somebody chiseled those emblems off of the Sport and glued them onto the wagon. A Sport yeah. Wagon.
It was 1983, and the car was made in 1972.
Chevy Chase.
Envy of all my friends.
Yeah, you were Chevy Chase in Vacation.
All right. You know what my son always wanted was on the Chevy Camaros. I had one when he was a kid on the farm. And they were a piece of junk, but they were fun to sort of ride in. And in those days, you could ride in the back. And, you know, you can't ride in the back of a pickup truck anymore. It's against the law.
Yeah.
Because supposedly it's unsafe. I got stopped last year. I was in the back. The kids were, I don't know who I was, one of the kids was driving the truck back, and the front was full. I said, nah, just ride in the back. We come back from the hayfield. And I get we get pulled over.
And you don't see that as unsafe? You don't see riding in the back of a pickup truck as unsafe?
Like, Richie, I've been riding in the back of a pickup truck all my life. I'm still here, aren't I? No.
Well,
it's just another guy. If you're stupid enough to do stupid stuff in the back, then, you know, that's different. But do you have to have the government tell you not to be in the back of the truck?
Yeah, point taken.
Thank you.
But, yeah, it can be. I'll always remember my cousin getting thrown around in the back of a pickup truck and getting two of her teeth knocked out.
Well,
because her dad was a little smart, stupid.
There's a story at DougStephan.com today about a salmonella outbreak in 10 states that has been linked to raw bean sprouts. How about the federal government getting involved in this? 63 people have apparently been sickened by the contaminated produce. From the end of September to the beginning of November.
So much for eating healthy.
Yeah, well, that's what this
is. How many people got poisoned at McDonald's last week?
None. Well, how many people died from eating that crap last week? Let's see. Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, Montana, New Hampshire, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont. The name of the product is wonton. The sprouts are from Brooklyn-based Wonton Foods. They supply a lot of the restaurants. And wonton, I mean, this is Chinese food, basically, right, Kenny? Isn't that what this is? Well, we have sprouts like this would be, and with a name like wonton, where are they delivering that to? It's not going to Luigi's spaghetti parlor, right?
No.
Where'd Kenny go?
I have a feeling that this is on the high from the Chinese government.
Really?
And it's just another way to attack the Americans, right?
Wow. I never thought of that, Richie. I have to remember that. Okay, no wonton soup for me on Thanksgiving. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Scholarships play an important role in meeting the cost of college, and with November deemed National College Scholarship Month, now is the time for students and families to take advantage and apply for scholarships as deadlines quickly approach. Richard Castellano with Sally Mae explains.
Free resources like Scholarship Search by Sally Mae take some of the legwork out of the search and ultimately help reduce college costs. Our scholarship search has over 3 million scholarships worth more than $18 billion. Students simply create a profile, and our program matches them to scholarships that fit that profile.
Any other good tips?
Well, there are scholarships open to students as early as grade school, and over half are actually available for students already enrolled in college. Missing an application deadline will certainly eliminate a student from consideration, so staying organized is critical. Students should also reach out to the organization to make sure their application was received.
To learn more about Scholarship Search by Sally Mae, visit sallymae.com/scholarships. I'm Pop Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
According to the new Heartland Monitor poll results by Allstate National Journal, the majority of Americans are very satisfied with their jobs and careers. A large number, however, would like to achieve more work-life balance. Harriet Hardy, Senior Vice President of Human Resources with Allstate, has more.
In this world of connectivity, employees are really not feeling that they're ever off the clock. So what they're looking for are things like pay time off, volunteerism, wellness initiatives, and ways where they can really be in touch with their community.
American workers generally think very highly of their employer. According to the poll, 82% think their employer makes a positive impact on their community.
In addition, employees are looking for that connection to an organization's shared purpose and vision, and more companies are not only declaring what the vision statements are, but employees are feeling much more of a connection in a prominent way.
For more information, visit allstatenewsroom.com.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Kenny and Richie and I are here to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. This is from the Doug Ying and Yang department. Right, you want the ying first or the yang?
What do you like? I always like the yang.
The yang, or yank in this case, is from the...
I said yang.
Ying. You said ying?
Yes.
I thought you said yang.
No.
Kenny, did you say ying first or yang?
I hate the yang. Give me the yang.
No, the ying. Is it ying or yang?
I want the yang.
Kenny, what do you want? Ying or yang?
Let's go with the ying.
Ying! Okay. The Supreme Court this week has agreed to hear a challenge to emission limits set last year by the White House. That's the ying. Supreme Court hearing a challenge to emission limits. Does that stop the White House and the yang part of this? No. You've heard me talk about the 3,415 regulations that are coming out this week. The number one most controversial one is a regulation to curb the smog-causing ozone pollutants from power plants and factories because they say it is linked to asthma, heart disease, and premature deaths. Like that was the only thing that was in the way of you living to be 258 years old. If we don't have emissions, you'll live forever. Pretty much that's what you get out of reading this report. So on one hand, they're releasing more regulations.
Thank goodness for the government. It's kind of like when when the Ag Department was attacking these small family farmers.
Yeah.
At the same time that Michelle Obama was supporting
Touting.
Local farms,
right,
and,
exactly.
And yeah. Getting a garden grown, yeah, in the backyard.
They don't think anybody pays attention, apparently, to what's going on one way or another. Let's see here. ISIS and their money. People keep asking, how do these guys stay in business? Where's the money coming from? Because we cut off their ability to sell the oil. All the money that they got from robbing the banks is gone. So how are they making their money? Do you believe...
They bought Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants.
Well, that may be one of the things they've done. But they also, so far this year, have taken in $45 million in ransom payments.
Ah.
$45 million in ransom payments this year alone for the boys and girls.
That's a drop in the bucket.
$45 million. To you, maybe. Not to me.
I mean, compared to the money that they were getting selling oil.
Wow. No, they were bringing $120 million a week,
right,
for oil, and that's all dried up.
But $45 million is nothing.
But the reason I brought it up is because who's heard of these ransoms? I haven't heard anything about these ransoms being paid.
When I first started going to Colombia, I mean, there would be three people abducted a week.
Yeah, but
and
Richie,
put up a ransom. And it's chicken money.
I know,
compared
but think about
what they were getting.
What we hear only about the beheadings. They ask for how many people must there be stashed away over there that they can collect $45 million from various sources.
Why are they beheading people when they're worth much more with their head on and you can sell them back to whoever they came
from? Well, but because mostly the people that are beheaded aren't getting paid for, and that's why they're beheading them. And then you don't hear that in the story either. All right, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Hi, this is Laura Harris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Oh, I want to get away.
Want to get away?
What a mess travel was, and therefore is, and will be, because some people never got to where they wanted to go or needed to go. They're just like in limbo land. So what happens if your flight gets canceled? That story in a moment, plus the deals of the week. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with travel information for you here on Good Day.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like a Rogue Acoustic Guitar Pack, just $69. A Fender Champ 600 Tube Amp, just $149. Or a PreSonus AudioBox USB Interface, just $69. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, so customer service, or what we laughingly call customer service when referring to how the airlines deal with the problems that are pretty simple with regard to the weather. And so you call American, or you call Delta, or you call JetBlue, or you call United. And can there be anything more frustrating than trying to do that? What happens if your flight gets canceled? What's the primer from Tom Parsons at bestfares.com.
This weekend, you know, you're hitting a holiday weekend. Staffs are low. Airlines usually pull almost all their sales during a holiday weekend like this one.
And what do you mean pull their sales? They don't have...
They don't go out and promote a whole bunch of crazy things. So you get phone calls and stuff like that so they can get more people off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because most corporate offices are all closed, and therefore if you want to...
Seems kind of stupid, though, given the fact that it's the busiest travel weekend of the year, right? To have less people on duty instead of more?
That may work that way, but you know, usually the employees, if they're going, you know, this is usually the time of year the employees get a 4-day weekend, and they head to places where we don't, like Europe. I mean, Europe does not celebrate Thanksgiving, and therefore they usually have seats without being kicked off the plane. So it's just a slow weekend. Most people are thinking Black Friday shopping,
but not when it comes to the service. And the people, as usual, are frustrated because you couldn't get through to people to transfer your flight, or if you're at the airport. I mean, there's still people sleeping at airports.
I mean, the only place you can really go to get seats is not even through your travel agent or anybody. You have to go through the airlines, and they've cut back on the number of customer service. And that's because now they're charging usually $25. They'll waive that for this change fee. But if you are flying around, I mean, it's crazy to go out to the airport and find out your flight's not leaving and they can't get you a seat for two more days.
Yeah.
So the best place is still to sit on hold or get that busy signal and sit there sometimes for hours. But until you get a confirmed seat, I would not head out to the airport. Now, one thing you have to remember, the airlines like to do these change things. And they'll tell you a couple days in advance. But, you know, if they do cancel your flight, and now it looks like you may not get out till Saturday, you may want to say, you know, you're entitled to 100% of your cash back because it's under the force majeure, under contract of carriage. You can read that right on the website.
Rule 240, right?
Well, Rule 240 is when you're at the airport and you want to go to another airline.
Oh.
Contract of carriage says the only liability the airline has if we can't get you there because of some act of God, and snow usually is considered that, or ice or whatever, then all we owe you is not a hotel room, not anything else, but to give your money back. So it may be best to start over and go right out in between the holidays or go right after the first of the year where you'll probably find cheaper airfares anyway.
Yeah, go visit the people. Tell them to hold the Thanksgiving turkey in the freezer until after the first of the year, when it would be convenient for the airlines to get you where you were supposed to go. And yeah, you're right, the weather wasn't the airline's fault, but the way they respond to it sometimes is not exactly customer friendly. I think that's the nicest way
you can put it. Murphy's Law sets in and gets you one thing. Unless we're still sorry for you, that's all.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.